this is our chance to change our government so that we can choose a kind of direction for our country that will probably be better, much better than the one we had before.
Nabutan ko yung martial law. We felt safe because of martial law. We felt disciplined because of martial law. Pag long hair ka, pupuntahan ka ng police, kailangan mag-haircut ka. Hindi pwede. At 6 o'clock in the evening, andun ka na sa bahay nyo. Hindi ka na pwedeng lumabas. That's discipline. Ika nga sabi ni Presidente Marcos, sa ikaunlad ng bayan, disiplina ang kailangan, which is true.
Part of, student groups, secret student groups going around Metro Manila, thinking of, as I said, ways to break through. And eventually, because you're young, you're reckless, you're just maybe not thinking too well about your security and so on. So we got arrested. We were 20 or so. We were accused of being subversives and part of the Communist Party and plotting to overthrow the government. We were all tortured. The men that I saw were all had black and blue bodies. Some couldn't walk straight. One particular person had to be carried in and out of the cell because the soles of both of his feet were covered in bandages because they were ironed with a hot flat iron. For myself, I always find it difficult to talk about it, but yes, I was beaten up. I went through sexual abuse and so on. And parts of my body were burned with lighted cigarette butts. My hands were swollen from the beating and so on. So that's, I was 20 at that time.
Most of us, especially the youth, people my age, were mostly blinded by the history books. lots of misinformation, but none of it was really verified, you know, with solid facts. You know, as a person under the family that who owes the heritage to the Marcoses, I could personally attest that the Philippines actually experienced one of its best feats during the Marcos administration.
It matters because we need to make a statement as well that this isn't a bailiwick of Marcoses. Like, you can't just rule any land you like. You can't just be kings because you just wish to become one. This is not theirs. This is for the people.
Here in Tacloban, support for Bongbong Marcos is strong. His family name doesn't come with historical baggage, but prospects for development and prosperity. Many people here believe that if he wins the presidential election, he will be able to lead the Philippines to greatness. And for them, criticisms about his family's involvement in corruption and human rights violations during his father's rule are simply lies.